Vi sakodaiten, if you hold that nitnu ksuba ligvois mechayim, that even before the brothers miyavim her, as soon as the first brother dies, it's considered that she has a right then to collect the ksuba. It's called that she has the heter to get married to an acher, and it's a sign for the collect the ksuba. Is lechura the etza is niyachad lo shir ksuba. Let him write then before his miyavma. Let him set aside or share the amount of money for the ksuba, and it'll be considered like she accepted it. She received it already. So therefore, the rest of the nechosim he should be allowed to sell. So why does Rav Abba have to say the only etzer is either to mafayis or else to give her a get? There's a portion etzer. So you see from Rav Abba, not like what you're saying. For Yashar, Lizvan, and the rest of the Nechosim, let him be able to sell. Sumara says, no, that's not a kasha. All the time, even according to your time. That you want to say that Lodnyet Niksub Ligvus Mechayim, no. That Kol Zaman, the Yovim is alive, there's another brother, there's a Mitzvah Yibum. It's not considered that she's called Mutalish, it's a Mutal to get married to somebody else. So it didn't come the time for to collect Ksuva. Even according to you, still have a kasha. From Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, you should not tell your wife that your money I put set aside on the table for you. You shouldn't say that. But rather, all your money should be set aside for the ksuba, all your nechosim yon for the ksuba. So, like from the Mishnah, the Kasha and Rabbah, here it says, what? You're not supposed to. You should not sell your rest of your nechosim. Arash mold the nechosim, I'm a shubas for the ksuba. There's no way out that you should be allowed to sell the nechosim. And before Rav Abba, the Braisa gives you a way out to be able to sell your nechosim, be mafayasa. So Gemara says, no, din of our Mishnah that tell you, hosan eitzah toivu kamashmon. Our Mishnah is only saying good advice. Well, in order that the wife should not lose out of ksuba, the good advice is not just to set aside money for the ksuba, but rather let all the money, all the nechosim be achroi, the shubas for the ksuba. Because if you're not going to say like that, safe at the end of the Mishnah Diktoni. First, person should not say to his wife, here is the money I'm leaving on the table. The amount of money you need for Yiksuba, you shouldn't say that. But rather, all the property of the husband should be Meshubat for the Ksuba. So you want to tell me, if it so comes out that the husband's all his property, like his mishubit for his wife's ksuba, so it should come out that every husband is not allowed to sell any of his property. All his property, the chur, has to be set aside for his wife's ksuba. And we know it's not that way. The husband has a right to sell his property. So what do you have to say? Elo eitzateva kamashmon. The Ravad at the end of the Mishnah is only saying good advice. It's an eitzateva. It's not a din that you have to do it that way. It's only good advice. So I tell you, Yochinam, in the Reisha also, Eitz HaTeva Kamashmalon. It's only an Eitz HaTeva. Elo bo, to Rav Abba Kasha, according to Kasha and Rav Abba. According to Rav Abba, why does he say the Eitzer is? You have to give your wife a get. Like, what's so good about that? If you want to do something ready, the better Eitzer would have been is to set aside money for her ksuba. And since you tell me now, so I'm at Ligvois, it should be considered like she collected the money already. So why do you B'davka have to give her a get for? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the Rav Abba Nami Lakasha. Could be there's no Kasha in Rav Abba either. And the reason why he doesn't say just to set aside money for her ksuba, even though he holds that as soon as her husband dies, even though there's a Yibum, there's a Yavam or a Vav, still it's called Nitna Ligvois. And the reason why he doesn't say this is, I'll tell you, Mishum Eivam, he doesn't want her to come to hate her husband. Because if the money is here on the table, set aside, ready for the ksuba, she thinks like, he doesn't like me, look, he wants to give me a getter ready. She'll always think that way. So if the money to be on hand, ready for the ksuba, that's not a good etza. That's something that will only cause her to hate her husband. That's what Rav Abba says, the better way out is, give her a get, and then remarry her. Sure, will hurt for one day, but Rashi says she'll get over it though. Later in the day, until she realizes that the reason why you did it is because she wanted to do business deals with the property, wanted to be able to sell it. But she'll forgive you and then everything will be alright. For some to say a better answer is not to give a gift and just to leave the money set aside always for the ksuga, the money is always on hand, that would cause Eva, that would cause the wife to like hate her husband. And now the Gemara says, Who Gavra, there was a man, the Nofnole Yavama Bapumpadisa. In other words, his brother was living in Pumpadisa, far away from him, and his brother died without children, so now the wife falls the Yibam. And we're talking about now, the brother here is the oldest brother, and the mitzvah is Begodol, the oldest brother, he's supposed to be Miyabno. Now what happened was, Boi Achvo L'mitzlo Lo B'gito Minei. the younger brother wanted to go fast and give her a get. The halacha is, if one of the brothers gives the Yavama a get, midirabonan, is considered like chalitza, that now you're not allowed to make Yivam anymore. You can't go and marry her. What do you want to do it for? So Amalei, the older brother said to him, my daitcha, like, what's your reasoning? How come you want to do this? Mishum nichsei, because you're afraid that if I'm going to make Yibum, the halacha is, the brother that's miyabim, his sister-in-law, he yashins all the nechasim of the mace. When the brother that died, all his property goes over to the one that's going to be miyabim, marry his wife. So therefore, the younger brother did not want that to happen. Because if he does not make Yibum, if there's only chalitza, then the halacha is that all the brothers yashin equally the brother nechse hamace. So then even the younger brother would also get something. So since the younger brother wanted to get some of the nechosim, that's what he did. He wanted to give the Yavama get to stop the older one from making Yibum. So the older one said, no, don't give her a get. You should know rather, Ano b'nichse peligna l'cho. Let me go be miyabma. And after I make Yibum, you should know, I'll give you half. I'll give you a present. I'll give you half of the nechosim I'll give to you. That's the story. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, that Kivon the Yomar Rabbonin, since the Rabbonin said, that Lelizvon, that the Yavam, when you make Yibum, you're not allowed to sell any of the nechosim of the nechse meis, but rather all the nechosim, all this property is meshub, but it's supposed to be set aside. To pay up haksuba. So therefore, Afa gav dizovon lehevi zvina zvini. Even if the Yavam goes and sells it, you should know it's not chal, it doesn't take place. So here also, the younger brother does not have a right to get half that the older brother like promised him, because he has no right to give away from the nechosim of the meis. Titania, because we learned, mi shemeis, if a man died, v'niach shemeres yavam, and left his wife over, and there's a brother alive, shemeres yavam, v'niach nechosim b'nei yamana, and the brother that died left over property worth 100 mana, afal pi sheksubos te'enu el amana, even though the ksuba is only 1 mana, says mamash 100 times nechosim more than the ksuba, still the locher is the yavam that's miyabim ha, the brother that marries him now is lo yimchor. He's not allowed to sell any of this property. Why? Shekol nechosa v'achroi nechsubosa. Because all the property is meshubid achroi for haksuba. So since the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to sell it, therefore this mechir is not chal. Omalei Abayis said back, is that true? For chol heichod yom Rabbanan lo lizvan. Whenever the Rabbanan said not to sell something, you want to tell me it goes so far that afagav dizovon lehevi zvini zvini? That even if you go and do sell it, still it's not chal? You want to tell me so far? The Yotanan, we learned like this. Beishamai Omrim Timchor, in our Mishnah. Beishamai says you're allowed to sell the Nechosim. In a case where your wife, she's allowed to sell the Nechosim. That was the first Mishnah of the Perek. If an Isha receives Nechosim, so if she got it before she had Erisin, then the both money should be allowed to sell it. But Mishnah Sars, if she received the property after she had Erisin, then Beishamai says she's allowed to sell it. But Beisila says, no, Timchor, she's not allowed to sell it. And still we say, the Mishnah says, that if she does sell it, it is a good sale. Even though according to Beis Hillel, you see, now let us sell it. That's the kasha. We learned in the first Mishnah, where she received the nechosim after Erisin, still she's allowed to sell it. Well, Beis Hillel, no, she's not allowed to sell it. But they both agree, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that if she does sell and give it for a present, it is chal. So you see, even though you're not supposed to do it, but if you do it, it is chal. So that's Abayis kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Shochu l'kaim to Rabbi Chanina b'papi. In other words, they asked the shayla, the same shayla in this case, what's the locha? They asked it to Rabbi Chanina b'papi, and Shochu, he answered back to Rabbi Yosef. He answered back like Rabbi Yosef said, it says, no, the sale is not chal, that the younger brother does not get anything here. Since the Rabbanan said not to sell it, nothing is chal. Omer Abayis, Abayis said, Otter Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Kippa Tolila. So Rashi says, Kippa means like jewelry, like rings. Rashi says, Nezomim, like rings, Kloima. For Ma Yofa Vanoa says, Dvorov, Humatam Nosim Bokashashachu. Like, what are you saying more? I know Rabbi Yosef said this. So what are you answering man now saying that Rabbi Chanina bar Papi also said like that? Like, why is he any better than Rabbi Yosef? Like, Abayis is saying, still I argue on him. So then the Gemara said that Shachu l'kayim made the Rab Minyumi bread the Rab Nechumi, that they sent the same question in front of Rab Minyumi, and Shachu answered back at the Abaya. The Abaya said that no, that the sale is good. The younger brother has the right to get half. The Yomer bo Rav Yosef time Achrina Shachuli, and if Rav Yosef can answer himself and say a reason, the Chulak means Abaya is good from the Mishnah. If Rabbi Yosef is saying a difference between the Mishnah, let me know. But at this look, Uriel's like Abaya, that the sale is Chal. Tumor says, yes, that Nofek Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef went out now. Doc, he looked, the Ashkech, and he found the proof to himself to say that no, the Mechira, the sale is no good. Titania will learn like this. Harei Shehoyenoisha Biochiv. In other words, one brother lent his brother money, and the Reuven had a right to collect money from his brother Shimon. He was like going to collect money from his brother who mates, and Reuven, the one that lent the money, died. And he left over his wife without children. Now the other brother now that's supposed to pay the money is the Yavam. Is lo yomer, we should not say, since I'm going to make Yibam now, I'm going to yashu all my brother's money, therefore, the money that I owe my brother, I might as well keep. I don't have to give it to him, because I'm going to get all his Yerusha anyway. You shouldn't say that. But rather, what we do here is, first, before they make Yibum, we take away the money that he owes his brother that died, we take that money. And the Yikach Vem Karkin, we have to buy Karkin with it. Now, when he's Miyabim and Yashins, Vu Eicha Peris, that all he has to do is he only has the right to eat the Peris. But with this money, they have to buy karka. So, like you see, the Yavam doesn't have even the Evid, he can't sell it. Because if the Evid, he can't sell it, so if the Evid, he has it ready by himself, let him keep it. So, we see, even with the Evid, even if he doesn't, it's no good, the sale is no good at all, he can't keep it at all. So therefore, here, we mamish take the money away from him, and make it, put it aside to buy karka with it. So, you see, even if he does sell it, nothing doing. So, Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said back, there is no proof. Dilma the Tovalei of delay. Adrab, we do something what's good for him. The Rashi says that karka property stays for you a long time rather than just having the money that you could spend and lose. So maybe after we tell him to take the money and buy karka, maybe it's only something good for him. It's an eitz tayva, good advice. But maybe in a case where he would sell it, maybe the sale does take place. Omalei, so he said back to him, Tono, Toni, Moitzian. No, it says clearly we take the money away from him. Fiat or Mata, the Tobolei Avdilei. And you, Abaya, want to say, all it means to say is it's a good eitz tayva, it's good advice? So, Mashmi, even if he doesn't want to do this advice, still we force him to do it. So how could you say it's only good advice? So Gemara says, Hoda shochul kaim de Rav Minyumi, bre de Rav Nechumi. They again ask the same question to Rav Minyumi, bre de Rav Nechumi. Omelu, he answered back, that hochi yomer Rav Yosef ba Minyumi. This is the way Rav Yosef said. Again, the what? That the younger brother gets nothing, the sale does not take place. Omar Rav Nachum said, Zuein a Mishnah. No, he's wrong. That's not Alocha. The Rashi says, La Nishnish Mishnah Zu Beis HaMedrash. His learning was never learned in the Beis HaMedrash. La Samchin and Allah the Media, they can't rely on it at all. My time, what's the reason why? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum de Hevilu Metaltli. We're only talking about now utensils. Metaltli means things that can move around, not property. Or Metaltli L'Ksuba Le Mishabdi. And Metaltli L'Chlal is not Mishub, it's for the Ksuba. So in other words, this last mishnah that you brought me a raya, haray shayanoisha biyochib, but one brother owed the other brother money, that's something wrong with that mishnah. Because it's talking about money, and money anyway is not mishubit for the ksuba. So how could you say we take away the money for the ksuba? So Gemara says, what's so shver about that? Dilma maybe Rabbi Meir, maybe this mishnah goes according to a Meir shita. Tiyama Rabbi Meir holds, metaltle mishabit for the ksuba, yes, metaltle is mishubit for the ksuba. So what's so, there's no cash on the mishnah then? But Zemara says, no, the question is like this. Because the brother has a right to say to her, you're not my baldover, I didn't take the money from you, I don't owe you the money, I'm not going to give the money to you. The brother that's alive has a right to say, I owe the money to my brother. He's dead now, I don't have to pay it to you. Zemara says, no, that's not such a bikasha. You can't say the Mishnah is wrong because of that.